Today's daf Maseches Eruvin, daf Samach Tes. The Gemara in our daf continues with the discussion about renouncing one's domain to enable an Eruv to be established in that place. One point revolves around the status of a Tzeduki, one of the Sadducees who, in general, they didn't buy into the concepts of the Oral Torah, the Torah Shebaal Peh, vis-a-vis this halacha where we paskin like Rabban Gamliel and one version of Rabbi Yehuda from yesterday's Amud Beis, that he does not have the legal status, this individual does not have the legal status of a Gentile. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch Shin Pei Hei Aleph, we hold that a Tzeduki may actually renounce his domain, but he can't join in an Eruv, since the establishment of the concept of the Eruv, the Tzedukim didn't accept that principle. So then we have the second version of Rabbi Yehuda, that a Tzeduki that can renounce his rights is actually talking about a Mechalel Shabbos Bitzina, a person who violates and desecrates Shabbos, but he does so privately. The Braisa, which implies that a Tzeduki may not renounce his domain in order for others to be able to use the space for an Erev on Shabbos, that's because he's treated like a Gentile. And halachically he's treated like a Gentile. And that's the case, says Rabbi Yehuda, of Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, a person who violates Shabbos in public. So Gemara relates a story as follows. A certain person went out, Bechumrasa de Medusha, which is translated as a coral ring, some kind of perfumed item, which would be considered a violation of carrying on Shabbos. The person carries this out into the public domain. It's considered a weight rather than ornament, and that would be a Torah violation of Shabbos. If you remember these discussions, not too long ago, back in Masechah Shabbos, this individual saw Rabbi Yehuda Nesia coming his way. He covered the item. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, just as an aside, was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and the son of Rabbi Gamliel. And he had the name Nesia at the end of his name to show he was the Nasi, but he wasn't the same person as his grandfather. He was a great Torah scholar, his Rosh Sanhedrin, and the teacher of great minds in the generation of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish among them. How did he react when he saw this man? This man who hid the thing away, so he said, Kegon Zeh. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia said, Kegon Zeh, this person is careful not to violate Shabbos in public. So this person is allowed to renounce his domain rights to pave the way for others to establish an Erev in that spot. So it's Halacha Psuka in Yoredea, Chelek Beis, Simen Beis, Sif Hei, that a Momar Lavodah Zarah, a person who is doing Avodah Zarah and doing it in a way that's very public and that's very problematic, or is machal Shabbos before Hesya, or is violating desecrating Shabbos in public. This person is treated in halacha. It's halacha and Shulchan Aruch Yerdeya is dino ka'akum, is treated like a Gentile, and that would of course impact this discussion about eruv. The Achronim debated how to define this category of machal Shabbos before Hesya. The Ber Hetev in Yerdeya there, Siv Katan Tesvav, says that it even includes violating a rabbinic Shabbos prohibition. Whereas the Pri Chadash argued that maybe we say for Eruv, any public violation of Shabbos disallows a person to help for the Eruv, but to have the status of a Gentile, it requires a full-fledged Torah level Shabbos violation. So further machlokas, how many public Shabbos violations categorize this person as an official Mechal Shabbos for Hesed? So the Berei Hitev there says, Kamapamim, it has to be more than one time a violation of Shabbos. And the Shach in Yoredeya there in the same Simon says even one time. So Tumar Ha'aros, we discussed quite recently the reality of many people today who publicly desecrate Shabbos, but don't have this categorization, Mechal Shabbos for Hesed, because their actions are not rebelling against Hashem intentionally. And this, of course, will affect the wine and some other issues that we mentioned at the time. Rav Avadi Yosef writes further in Yabia Omer and Chelek Aleph Yoredea, Tshuva Aleph, Siman Aleph, that the Mechal Shabbos for Hesed, having a Gentile status, that's a rabbinic law. That's somewhat of a stringency of the Rabbanim, but it's actually not a Torah law. Finally, what is considered public for this discussion? So Berei Hetev says 10 Jews who see the Shabbos desecration makes it public. And Rav Avadia again in the Tshuva clarifies that this means 10 people together in one instance see this person, not 10 total, one person after another. Added together makes 10 doesn't work. Well, the Shach and Yoredeya, Simon Kufnun Zayin Dalad, a different place in Yoredeya, and others don't require, other poskim don't require witnessing the actual Chil Shabbos. Just knowing it's confirmed that it happened, that's enough to make it public. However, Chman Alitzlan, there are some Jews who really aim to resent, and with chutzpah they violate Shabbos, and this category would apply to them. So may we be zocha to the day of Kol Yisrael, and Kol Yisrael Shamar Shabbos Achas, all of the Jewish people would observe one Shabbos, we could merit, Bezrat Hashem, the final redemption in Harav Yameinu.